Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on February 1st, 1977. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
The sky is covered by a pink haze. Directly over Our Lady's statue, the crowds are blowing away. Slowly, it's like there's an opening coming out of the sky. The opening is widening now, and it appears I'm looking into a vast void. I cannot explain it in words. Now, from the center of this large space that is now being covered by a blue haze, there's a triangular drawing. It's made with the three points sort of squared off, like the Trinity. Now, directly behind the Trinity, I see a great light that seems to be starting as a pinpoint, but coming forward. Upon your knees, directly behind the light, I can see Michael. Now the whole sky is becoming ablaze with light. Michael is coming forward. He's dressed in a long gown, a flowing white gown. He's carrying in his hand, his right hand, a chalice, a very large golden chalice. He carefully extends the chalice. And now there's a great silence. My child and children of God, I have come to warn you that the cup is overflowing. The abominations of the world shall bring upon mankind great suffering.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is
with thee. Man, in the creation of God, has cast aside his mission to do honor and glory to his God. Man has given himself up to all manner of abominations and sin. Slowly, the cup has been filling up, but now it flows over.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Because of your sin, because you have cast aside the way, mankind shall be cleansed by trial. Now, Michael is pointing up over to the right side, directly over the banners and the tree, and there's forming in the sky a sword, a very lighted sword. It has a crossed handle, a cross upon the handle. The sword has a very ominous look about it. And now, on the right side, our right side, directly next to the handle of the cross-like sword, there's appearing a large black cross. Michael's voice is booming out so loudly, I almost have to hold my ears. Men in the house of God, pastors, shepherds, go down upon your knees and do penance now. What was to happen in the future shall be now. The major offense being committed in your world is an offense far above any sin committed in such majority in the past. You have committed the great sin of heresy. You have opened the doors of your eternal city, the home of your vicar, to all manner of heretics and non-believers. You violate your sacred trust. You have taken the body of your Creator, the Son of your God in the Trinity, and violated him.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
You must do your eating at home. When you come to the great sacrifice, the holy sacrifice of the Mass, you come in reverence. You must go down upon your knees and do penance now for the offenses to your God. During the holy sacrifice of the Mass, there is a change of the bread and a change of the wine, and it is the real presence, the body and the blood of your God. As in the past, cannot you recognize the mystery of heaven and earth? Did not the staff of Moses turn into a serpent in the will of God? Did not the river in Egypt turn into blood in the will of God? And cannot God in his will come to you, changing the bread and wine into the actual presence, the real presence, the factual presence of his body and blood? But no, because you do not pray enough, because you lack humility, because you have given yourself to the world and pleasures of the flesh, you have lost the way. You have gone into darkness. And the church, a house in darkness, wears a band of death about it. All that is rotten shall fall. The heavens and earth shall shake. Many shall die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. Have have you prepared your soul and the souls of those you love, your families, your children, your friends? Have you in your charity reached out to bring the message, the warnings from heaven to your friends, your brothers, your sisters? Because of the great abominations in your country and in many countries throughout the world, you shall be cleansed by trial. Floods, death, destruction, you bring upon yourselves this chastisement. Great heat and the plague. Now Michael is going backwards. He's just floating. There's no way to explain it. It's like the air is carrying him. He covers the whole sky. It's a beautiful, awesome sight. But he's going backwards now and pointing, holding the chalice high above his head. There's a great light now coming from all about the chalice. But there, it's like a bubbling over of blood. Red blood flowing out of the chalice upon the world. Now over in our light's right side, the sky is becoming very lighted. Our Lady is coming forward. She's dressed beautifully in a white gown that's belted with a blue sash, and she has all about her shoulders and her head a beautiful mantle, white, but there is a gold trim all about the outside of her mantle. Our Lady looks very sad. Now she is taking from her waist her rosary, her beautiful rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the white Hail Marys. But as Our Lady is now turning the beads, they're so beautiful, they seem to catch all the lights in the sky, pinks and blues and the radiating colors in the Hail Marys. Our Lady is taking her crucifix now and holding it in front of her and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is passing over to our left side. She's standing directly above the statue, leaning forward and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is turning slightly to her right, our left side, and she's extending her crucifix, the rosary, out and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is coming forward. She's standing directly above her statue and touching now her lips with her first finger. My child, there is not much time left. You must hasten to send out all of the messages and all of the sacramentals given to you. We will send to you much help in the packaging. Oh, my children, how many times I have extended the grace from heaven to you to listen to the message from heaven, the warnings being given to mankind, and to act fast upon them. The times spoken of and written of in the past are now coming by, my children. It will be a sad time for many, and it will be a glorious time for many. Oh, my children, your country, and many countries of the world shall go through a great trial. Do not cry for those who pass on. Many are being taken for their salvation. Oh, my children, please, in your charity, contact our bishops, contact your pastors, and give them my message. I cry many tears of great sorrow for those who have refused the words from heaven, for those who in their blindness do not look or seek the way. Satan has poisoned many minds. Man of science has rejected the supernatural. Man of science has rejected the true presence of my Son among you. Know, my children, and remember always that my Son is with you in the Eucharist, given to you from the legally ordained and cleansed hands of your priest. And I repeat, my children, the cleansed hands of our priests who are legally ordained. There are many novelties. There are many abominations and offenses being committed in my Son's houses throughout the world. Man has given himself to experimentation and humanism, and man has not learned from his past or listened to his past vicars, the popes of old, who warned of the approach of heresy and modernism. You were given the measures to be guided by to prevent the entrance of the Antichrist into your world and into my Son's church. But man of God, followers of the cross, you cast that cross down and you stomp upon it. Pastors, shall you stand before my Son, your God, and say that your teaching has been pure in his sight? O ye of little faith, you follow like sheep to the slaughter. You carried the truth within your hearts, but you now blacken and darken your spirit by taking the wide road, the easy road. You cannot commend your soul to Satan by accepting the errors, the heresies, the fallacies, and the lies created by the father of all liars, Satan. No man shall stand by you and plead your cause as you stand before your God in judgment, stripped of all your worldly gain, stripped of all your worldly knowledge. Your soul, your spirit will stand before your God for eternal judgment. And what shall you gain if you have gathered all of your world's treasures and then have lost your soul? You shall be condemned to eternal damnation and banishment, given over to Satan. For as your father upon earth was Satan, you cannot worship, you another you will hate or learn to hate. And is there not much hate against my son in the world now? Is there not much derision and laughter and abominations against his divinity? Do you not take his sacred, purified body and cast it into the world of dance? Do you not, in your arrogance, do you not, O pastors, protect my son's body? His body that is being carried to be mocked and abused in a form of worship from Satan? Oh, pastors, evil men of the cross, whatever shall become of you?
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
I see coming down now from the sky behind Our Lady a terrible scene. I see
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
Jesus,
blessed art thou among women, and
nailed to the cross. I see a body torn with very few solid pieces of flesh left. I see his head covered by a crown of thorns, biting, cutting, tearing into his skin, and the blood flowing down.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed
on the left side of the sky, Our Lady is being supported by Michael. Our Lady is pointing upward. See, my child, what evil man and the Antichrist forces have brought upon my son. He is being re-crucified by his own. As I have directed you through countless earth years, as I have warned you, the man of perdition has entered upon the eternal city. The man of perdition, known to you as 666, has entered upon your world. Oh, my children, you shall see a madness cover your earth. It shall be father against son, mother against daughter, sister against sister. Charity shall grow cold in the hearts of many. Man shall become more and more lovers of pleasure, lovers of self, no longer recognizing sin until sin has become a way of life among you. Fear shall grip the hearts of many, as evil shall be accepted as good. Blindness that reaches down, my children, into the very depths of your being, your soul. I cry out as your mother, as a mediatrix from God to mankind. Listen to me and act upon the directions from heaven. Save yourselves and your children. There is little time left.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed.
Shall you be given a full scourge of communism and slavery? Shall the elements be used against you to cleanse your world? Shall mankind feel the great heat and burning of the bell of redemption? You who laugh and scorn this message, the day will come when there shall be much gnashing of teeth and woe set upon the earth, as it was in the days of Noah, so it is now, that man never learns from his history. He repeats his mistakes over and over. I give you, my children, the simple solution to your problems. It is faith, my children. Truth in faith. Believe, and you shall be given the way. The eternal Father shall send upon mankind many signs to awaken him. Will you recognize them, or shall they go by in continuance of being unnoticed, unrecognized as coming from your God? My children, unless you pray more, you shall not recognize the signs. Unless you remain with my Son at the tabernacles of your world, you shall not recognize the signs. Unless you eat of the body of my Son and drink of his blood, you shall not have the light within you. My children, you wander about, running in every direction. And what are you looking for that you have not already received from your God, the direction for your salvation? My children, heaven and the way does not change. It needs no improvement. It is a simple way given to you from the beginning of time by the Eternal Father and made known to you by the visit of my Son to earth. Read, my children, your books that I have pleaded with you to gather before they are destroyed. Do not give yourselves over to the publications of the Antichrist in your world. As you pray, you will ask the Spirit of Light to enlighten you in knowledge, that you may know when there is error, that you may recognize the truth, and that you shall not fall victim to the errors of your world. My children, I promise you as your mother to be with you until your world and mankind has been righted by my Son. Step by step, through the darkness into the light, shall I lead you, my children. But it will be a road filled with thorns. The cross will grow heavy. You will stagger. You will fall. But I assure you, my children, you will rise even stronger. You will pray for your pastors. You will pray for the red hats and the purple hats. It is a sad fact that cannot be overlooked, my children, that the red hats have fallen and the purple hats are being misled. I ask you to not set yourselves up to judge your brothers and sisters, but you cannot sit back and do nothing or say nothing. For good words kept in a closed mouth is like putting messes of meat upon a dead man's grave. Prayers without works, my children, will not give you the strength to conquer the evil. By your examples, your good example of modesty and faith, you will bring many back onto the road to heaven. My children, I cannot at this time bring you a great message of earthly joy and gain, but I can assure you that at the end of the trials, and I say trials, my children, for you will all be tested as metals in the fire. You will all be tested so that the process started by the Eternal Father of separation of the sheep from the goats shall be finished. My children, keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and the world. Do not cast aside the sacramentals given to you in the past, and be of good cheer, my children, though the world is in deep spiritual darkness. Our lady now is moving backwards. She's going up and standing next to Michael. Now Our Lady is extending her rosary out again and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, as my Son blesses you. You will continue now with your prayers of atonement. My child, Veronica, you will be seated, for my Son will bring you words of great urgency. Candles. Three candles. The sky is growing very pink in color. It gives a feeling of great warmth. The light all about us is taking on a pink hue, and it's very warm. It almost feels like you're emerging into a spring. Now, directly in the center of this great light, it's very brilliant, it's very difficult even to look through it. I can see Jesus coming forward. He's not wearing anything upon his feet. He has a beige colored gown with a belt about it. It's a twisted cord like belt. And Jesus has his burgundy colored, it's like a deep red, I can't explain the color red, cape. His hair is blowing, Jesus' hair is blowing. I can see it very well now because he's very close over Our Lady statue, but a little to the right, directly to the right of the first tree. Now Jesus is looking down, and I can see now that he's pointing over to his right side. And Our Lady is coming forward, and Michael, and there are many other people behind them. Oh, it looks so nice. It looks like a gathering of saints. Oh, yes, I can see Teresa and her sisters. And I see three men dressed in very regal robes behind Teresa and her sisters. I would say they're popes because they have on those beautiful long, they look like beehives, sort of crowns, you know, the layers. I can see layer upon layer of gold network. It's beautiful. And they're all dressed in white and gold. They're coloring. They look very like kings almost. I can't explain it. Beautiful. The white is very gleaming. Now, Jesus is motioning to me and touching his first finger to his lips, which means to listen and repeat, my child and my children. I feel that at this time, there's not much more I can add to the message of my mother to stress the urgency of your times. It will do nothing constructive at this time to expound upon you, to you, the names of those who have caused the greatest chaos in my house, my church. Far be it from any human to set a judgment upon another. For those who have been given the power to destroy souls within my house shall receive a judgment beyond any human words to describe or feelings to understand. Oh, my children, I have tried to warn you through many seers upon earth, prophets of old and prophets of your day have come forward, have given you the message from heaven, the warnings to prepare yourself, to do penance, and to make amends for the offenses against your God. There have been set upon mankind many warnings that have gone by unnoticed. Now these warnings in the form of a chastisement shall become more severe and more numerous. Those of simple heart and childlike nature shall understand a small measure of the ways of the Eternal Father to gather his straying sheep. My children, you cannot in your human nature understand the plan from heaven. You must accept it in good faith, my children. The plan for your salvation has been given to you. Oh, the greatest of sorrow is upon our hearts because of the loss of the little ones. Your country, my child, and many countries throughout your world shall do great penance for the murders of the young, the abortions, the murders being committed in your country. the saints in heaven cry out for punishment upon a wicked generation. Never in the past, in all the slaughters of history, has there been such wanton killing of the young and the innocent. I say unto you as your God, you shall be brought down to your knees. You evil mankind, you shall be cleansed in a blood bath. Your eternal Father has watched, has waited with great patience for you to turn back and restore my house, to turn back and gather our sheep. Your world is covered with deep darkness, and the wages of sin is death. Oh, my children, many shall die in the body upon earth, but do not cry for the loss of the body, but cry tears of deep anguish for the loss of the soul. For many are falling fast into hell, forever banished from the kingdom of heaven, into nothingness and despair. The fires of hell, my children, are so fierce in emotion and far beyond what any human mind could comprehend in explanation. Should I show to you, my child and my children, the full forces of hell that are loose upon your earth? Your body could not withstand the torment. You would die immediately in your body, my children. Because of the merciful heart of the eternal Father, he spares you from this sight. But as time goes on and you refuse the graces from heaven, you shall be given this grace from heaven, the power to see the evils about you. But shall you be recovered in the spirit? You run about now in your earth, man of science, seeking to reach the gates of the eternal kingdom. Man of science, in his arrogance, seeking to create life. I say unto you, no man shall take the power of creation into his hands, for he will destroy himself. My children, your vicar shall be taken from among you. Too few prayers now are given for him. Many acts of sacrifice, many victim souls will be needed to keep him with you throughout this year. There is in the Vatican, the eternal city, a force of evil so great that it shall bring great trials upon the good, suffering to those who will stand faithful and true. My children, the time is approaching when it must be bishop against bishop and cardinal against cardinal. For those who should know better, who have been given graces beyond the ordinary man, they have used this power to set themselves against their God. Many are evil consorts of Satan sent into my house to destroy. They are not unknown to us. We will turn all evil to good. However, the ways of the Eternal Father are unknown to mankind. You will all keep a constant vigilance of prayer, for without prayer, you cannot have sight. Without prayer, you will be unable to recognize the signs of your times. My mother has come to you as a mediatrix between God and man. Reject her direction. Reject her counsel. And you shall be rejected before the Father. All of you who now plan in conspiracy in my house to bring about a new world religion, a religion that is not of the God you know, but a religion that is coming up from the depths of hell. Deluded you are, O pastors. A delusion has been set upon the world, so that those who are evil shall be cut down, and those who are lukewarm shall fall, and those who persevere to the end shall be saved. My children, there are all manners of heretics in my house. A delusion of uniting all within my house. It is an error. And it will bring the shutting of many doors of my house. You cannot change my house so that man will accept it in his liking. You must change man to be acceptable to his God. No man is above the Eternal Father. He permits you to go upon your way so that your final destructive act will turn about and send you deep down into the abyss. I do not wish to repeat at this time the ever-increasing list of abominations being committed in my house. I only say unto you to hasten, hearken, and listen. For you shall not receive another warning of this nature. All that is evil shall fall. Trial upon trial. Calamity upon calamity. Until all that remains and will rise up will be purified. Will be purified so that the gathering shall glorify and adore God the Eternal Father, and the gathering shall no longer set man up as an idol to worship in humanism. My children, you ask why the suffering. It is a sad but proven fact that many will not turn back until they are brought to their knees. You see, my children, when you pamper your human bodies, when you gather all the material goods of your world, you are not nourishing your soul. You are not accepting the spirit of life. But your world is giving to you the spirit of darkness and buying your souls. And many have sold their souls to get to the head. Many within my house have sold their souls to get to the head. I look upon you, O Red Hat, and find you wanting. I look upon you, O Purple Hat, and find you in ignorance and going downstream like ducks. Plain follow the leader to what? As your leaders lead you over the brink to the abyss? Where shall my straying sheep go to find the truth? The little candles of light are not numerous in your country. The candles are being extinguished in other countries throughout your world. But I say unto you, in this battle, the gates of hell shall not prevail against my church, for I am your foundation. You shall not build a man into a church. You shall not build a church of man rejecting the cross of your Christ. Now, it's going very gray all about the trees. It's a very sad-looking, ominous, feudal-looking color. I feel that as numerous as the signs I've seen, I know it foretells something very, very sad that's to come upon the world, a time of suffering for many. My child, you will continue upon your mission. Do not concern yourself with the idle chatter and talks of the deceivers. It would be of great and constructive usage to eliminate all negative obstructions, my child. You understand. Naturally, my child, in this battle against Satan, his agents will multiply and attack. Recognize the faces of evil about you, my child. For those who have faith, no explanation if necessary. For those without faith, my child, there is no explanation. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer. Have pity upon your bishop, for many now have gone on to the road to perdition. Jesus is extending his hand down now in front of him like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is coming next to Jesus. She looks very beautiful. Our Lady just stands about up to Jesus' shoulder, or just a little below. Her head is not quite as high as Jesus' shoulder. He's very tall. Our Lady is now following Jesus is leading over to our left side, and he's standing there and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, the St. Teresa and her sisters and all those people, their nuns and their priests, I can see them in all habits and different types of habits, some with little variations in the headpieces on the ladies, they're coming all forward, and they'll be standing now, grouped around Our Lady and Jesus. They're all moving over to our right side and bending over. Jesus is making the sign of the cross with his three fingers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children, and send to you the Spirit of light. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer. Have courage and persevere in the days ahead, for all who persevere will be saved. Now Jesus is going back up into the sky. He's carried like on the wind. There seems weightless. I can't explain it. And now he's standing far up in the sky with Our Lady. Our Lady is on his right side. And Teresa now has come forward. She's standing. It's quite windy because the habits are blowing. And behind Teresa are her sisters and all the other nuns. They're beautiful. And those three men that are popes. I don't recognize them, but they're popes. Oh, I see one. I recognize him. He's quite plump. Oh. That's Pope John. He's raising now and putting on his head. He's taken his that long tiara off his head, and he's placing a red hat, like a red hat with a big brim on it, and he's smiling, and he's pointing to his hat, the red hat, the red hat. And I don't know exactly what he means about the red hat. Oh, it's a warning to the red hat. Now everything is getting very dim. There's a big question mark now forming in the sky directly over Our Lady's statue. A big question mark. It's strange. It's just like something's in the balance. Will it happen? Won't it happen? Conditional. A big question mark. Something is pending in heaven. Something very, very catastrophic. And we're being asked, is this what you want? Are we going to receive a reprieve, Blessed Mother? Now, Lady has bowed her head down. She won't answer me. Now, Our Lady is touching her lips. You will continue, my child, with your prayers of atonement. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen. My God,
I believe,
I adore,
I trust,
and I love thee.
I beg pardon.
For all those who do not believe, do not adore, do not trust, and do not love thee.
Oh my Jesus,
forgive us our sins.
Save us from the fires of hell.
Lead all souls to heaven,
especially those
most in need of your mercy.
We've been listening to a taped recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on February 1st, 1977. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.